This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A broad group of Israeli political parties struck a fragile deal late Wednesday that could unseat longtime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Opposition leader Yair Lapid announced that he and his main coalition partner, Naftali Bennett, came to an agreement shortly before a midnight deadline and prevented what could have been Israel's fifth consecutive election in just over 2 years. The agreement still needs the approval of the Knesset or parliament in a vote that is expected to take place early next week. If it goes through, Lapid and a diverse array of partners that span the Israeli political spectrum will end Netanyahu's record-setting but divisive 12-year rule. Netanyahu is also facing trial on criminal corruption charges, but has denied any wrongdoing. U.S. President Joe Biden is concerned about the nation splitting into two groups, the vaccinated and unvaccinated. Biden has set a goal of vaccinating 70% of adults in the United States with at least one injection by July 4th, when the country celebrates its Independence Day. The rate is currently 63%. With COVID-19 vaccination rates lagging, especially in some minority communities, Biden recommends the Shots at the Shop program, which includes more than 1,000 neighborhood barbers and hairstylists. A major brewery is giving away free beer to all Americans 21 and older if the U.S. reaches Biden's 70% goal by July the 4th. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The White House says President Biden will discuss with Russian President Vladimir Putin later this month the harboring of cyber attackers like those believed to have targeted meatpacking giant JBS. The White House press secretary told reporters that Biden has launched a rapid strategic review of the attack that affected JBS operations in Australia and North America. Biden will meet with his Russian counterpart in Geneva on June the 16th as tensions between the two world powers have escalated over election meddling, human rights, and Russian aggression towards Ukraine. A U.S. subsidiary of the Brazilian meat processor told the U.S. government it received a ransom demand and the cyber attack it believes originated in Russia. The United States on Wednesday imposed sanctions on three Bulgarians and 64 companies linked to alleged corruption. The Treasury Department, in a statement, called the move its single biggest action targeting graft to date. Bulgaria ranks as the European Union's most corrupt member state, according to the Transparency International Advocacy Group. The Balkan country has repeatedly been criticized by the European Commission for failing to root out corruption and place a single high-ranking senior official behind bars for graft. A large fire broke out Wednesday at an oil refinery in the Iranian capital, Tehran. There were no reports of casualties in a separate incident Wednesday. An Iranian naval ship sank off the coast of Oman after catching fire. Firefighting efforts on the ship continued for 20 hours before it became submerged. All 400 people aboard were rescued, with just 20 reporting minor injuries or burns. Naval authorities told a local television station the cause of the fire was still not clear. Peruvians will choose their new president amid a relentless coronavirus pandemic that has even pushed cemeteries in the South American nation beyond capacity. The runoff election between rural teacher Pedro Castillo and the career politician Keiko Fujimori comes on the heels of the Peruvian government's admission that the pandemic death toll is at least 2.5 times higher than previously acknowledged. The new assessment brings the estimated total to more than 180,000 deaths from COVID-19. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.